With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. World War II veterans joined heads of state and others today on the beaches of Normandy to commemorate the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Britain's King Charles III says as the years pass and the number of D-Day veterans dwindle, we are obligated to remember in gratitude to those who served.
We recall the lesson that comes to us again and again across the decades. Three nations must stand together to oppose tyranny.
President Biden earlier met with American veterans of D-Day as he marked the invasion's 80th anniversary. Also on SRNews.com, jurors in Hunter Biden's criminal trial got a look at the gun he bought in October of 2018. They saw the firearms transaction record at the center of the case. The prosecution is expected to continue presenting its case today. Some controversial comments from Russia's President Vladimir Putin.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned that Russia could provide long-range weapons to others to strike Western targets. Speaking to international journalists, Putin's comments were in response to NATO allies allowing Ukraine to use their arms to attack Russian territory. Putin also reaffirmed Moscow's readiness to use nuclear weapons if it sees a threat to its sovereignty. The Russian leader said the recent actions of the West could lead to what he called very serious problems. The United States and Germany recently authorized Ukraine to hit some targets on Russian soil with the long-range weapons they are supplying to Kyiv. I'm Karen Shamas.
Polls have opened in the Netherlands to kick off 4 days of voting in European Union parliamentary elections across the 27 member states. On Wall Street, Dow futures are off by 12 points. This is SRN News. India's election results are in.
And they show another victory for Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Hindu Nationalist Party. However, the BJP won less votes than in the past and does not have an outright majority. What does this mean for India's persecuted Christians? Possibly a little less pressure. It appears that the country is becoming disenchanted with the Hindu nationalist agenda, which might translate into less extremism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Senate Democrats are making a renewed push to show their support for ensuring nationwide access to in vitro fertilization. Senator Tammy Duckworth is the author of a bill that's part of an election year effort to spotlight some Republican resistance to the fertility procedure. The Right to IVF Act would make it more accessible through insurance, as well as for military members and veterans. The measure is not expected to gain the bipartisan support that would be necessary to pass Congress. This is SRN News. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin has announced that the Commonwealth is ending its imposition of California's electric vehicle mandates when they expire at the end of this year.
Virginia's Attorney General said California's newest mandates are not legally binding on the state. Governor Glenn Youngkin announced an end to the government interference.
Celebrate decision freedom. Today we're going to celebrate economic freedom. Today we're going to celebrate being free from California electric vehicle mandates. And today, very simply, we are going to make sure that all Virginians know you get to decide what car you want to drive.
Virginia will instead follow federal emission standards. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
A toddler has been killed and his mother injured when a tornado struck suburban Detroit without warning. Officials in Livonia, Michigan, say the tornado tore through several neighborhoods. More details at SRNnews.com.